With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score!
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. As you guys know, it is retro round. We're getting right into the spirit of this fantastic round. We always love looking back on the history of rugby league, and this week gives us a better opportunity to do it once again. So looking forward to it. This morning, as suggested by Tommy from our Facebook group, the Rugby League Guru Podcast listeners, we're going to dive into one of our randomized teams using two packs of footy cards once again. Whoever I get from the pack of footy cards, whichever team they belong to, I will pick a player from the retro days. So I want to go from the pre-2000 era. So anyone that was playing rugby league pre-2000, the year 2000, their career might have been played the majority post-2000, but if they played before the year 2000, they are guys that I'm going to select. So none of the modern guys. I mean, we look back at retro round now, and for me, retro round was always the 80s, but I mean, it's 2021, 20 years ago now. You're talking 90s football now. So very exciting. We're starting to move into that transition. We can look back at some of the careers of players in the 80s and the 90s and even further back. So I'm really looking forward to diving into this one. Obviously, the Gold Coast Titans, they didn't exist pre-2000. There's been a couple of other teams like the Chargers and whatnot, the Bears as well, the Reds, a heap of teams. So I'm going to use the Gold Coast Titans as a bit of a wild card team. If I come up with the Titans, I can pick someone from a club that doesn't exist anymore. So really exciting one to throw in there because the Titans didn't exist, of course. Let's dive into our first pack of footy cards. Remember, all these guys have to be pre-2000. Remember the rules of this. There's 20 cards. I pick 20 players. I've got to pick every player in a position. Once I pick them in a position, I cannot change them. So this is where it gets a little bit tricky. Now, we've obviously got 1 to 13. You've got your bench. We all know the bench, it has to have a bit of strategy to it. So there has to be a utility, two middles, and sort of an edge or a middle forward as well, a guy that can play both roles. And then we've got jersey 18, 19, 20 to fill out our squad. So I'll try and have a bit of a combination of players in 18, 19, 20 to fill out this squad. I've got my footy cards today from 2014. Let's open our first pack up, see how we go. So our very first card is Lewis Brown from when he was at the Penrith Panthers. Okay, Lewis Brown from the Penrith Panthers. So I need to pick someone from the Panthers that was pre-2000. So guys that come to mind straight away, you know, obviously Greg Alexander, you got Royce Simmons, Mark Guy, Johnny Cartwright, a number of legends I could go for here. For me, Greg Alexander, he is extremely hard to go past. I absolutely love Brandy. Could go a guy like Craig Gower as well. He played then. Brad Fittler as well. I really like Greg Alexander though. I absolutely love the way he goes about his footy. Whether I pick him at halfback or if I pick him at fullback, he might even be a really good jersey 14 to have in this team. I think I'm going to have a lot of talent to pick at fullback and at halfback. I think I'm going to go with Brandy at jersey 14, to be honest with you. He'll be my bench utility, an absolute freakish player. We spoke about him on the podcast last night. I think his utility value offers a lot out of jersey 14. This might be the first and only time I pick jersey 14 first, to be perfectly honest with you. But Greg Alexander, I want him in this side, and I think I could use him in jersey 14 best. Our second card is Alex McKinnon from the Newcastle Knights. Great to see a card for Alex McKinnon. So Newcastle Knights, we're talking pre-2000s. I think Joey has to be the standout here, and this is why I left the 7 jersey. I think Joey, he is the standout. I will go with Andrew Johns in jersey 7 with my second pick. Our next card Mahe Fanua from the Melbourne Storm. Now, of course, the Melbourne Storm only existed for the one season prior to 2000, so 98, 99. Obviously won the premiership in 99. A lot of options to go through in this team. Guys like Scott Hill come to mind. Robbie Ross is another one. Marcus Bye, Brett Camorley. Some sensational talents. For me, though, I'm going to pick a guy who was on this podcast, one of my favourite lock forwards of all time, Scotty Hill. I'm going to go for Scott Hill in jersey 13 from the Melbourne Storm. Beautiful. Our next card is Justin Hodges from the Brisbane Broncos. Wow, the talent that I can pick from here from the Brisbane Broncos pre-2000. So much ability to pick from here. I'll tell you what was one guy that I left out when I picked Scott Hill was, of course, Glenn Lazarus. He was a big part of that Melbourne Storm team. Obviously, a huge part of the Brisbane Broncos as well. I've got Wally Lewis that I could select as well. Obviously, an immortal of our game. Alan Langer I could pick, but I've already got Joey and Brandy, so I probably don't need a guy like Alfie. Steve Renolf, he's another one that we could select. We're going to talk about him later. Today, we obviously had him featuring on the Instagram page last night. I think Glenn Lazarus, he's going to be my pick here, though. One of the all-time great front rowers. One of the greatest players we've ever seen. So Glenn Lazarus gets the first front row spot in my team. And next one is from the Manly Seagulls, Jason King. So I need someone from the Manly Seagulls. Obviously, this Manly Seagulls time side, during the 90s, they were unbelievable. Obviously, 95, 96, 97, three grand finals in a row. Only won one of those premierships, but a champion team. Steve Menzies is one that stands out for me. I always love Cliffy Lyons as well. I could pick him at 5'8". It's probably between those two. Mark Carroll would be an unreal front rower to have as well. Can't really find a spot for Jeff Tuvey, as I've already got Johns and Brandy, as I said. I think I'm going to go for Cliffy Lyons in the sixth. One of my favourite players of all time. One of the most entertaining. When I think retro round, to be honest with you, Cliffy Lyons is one of the first guys I think of. An unbelievable talent. Our next card, Brisbane Broncos. Once again, this is an interesting card. It's a return to sender card. Pretty rare ones, these ones, I think, in this collection of 2014. Pretty cool card there. Return to sender, Jordan Kahu from the Brisbane Broncos. So we need a player from the Broncos. We've already got Glenn Lazarus in this team. Wally Lewis, I could have picked, but I've already got a 6 and a 13, so it doesn't make a heap of sense to go for him there. For me, I think I'm going to go out to the centers. I think I'm going to go Stevie Renolf, a champion player. I could go Darren Lockyer as well, of course. He played pre-2000. He might be the perfect fullback to have in this team. You know what? I am going to go for Darren Lockyer. Give me Darren Lockyer at fullback. I think he's one of the greatest fullbacks we've ever seen. I think we forget just how good Lockie was because he made the transition. 258, of course. A champion player, though, Darren Lockyer. Absolutely love him. Our next card is a holographic Tony Williams from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Obviously played for a few clubs, T-Rex, but this one's from the Canterbury Bulldogs. So I need to select a Canterbury Bulldogs player from pre-2000s to be in this team somewhere. For me, straight away, Terry Lamb would have been my first choice. Obviously, can't pick him. A number of talented guys. Darryl Halligan comes to mind in this side. Jim Dimmick's always been one of my favourites. I would love to find a spot for Jimmy Dimmick in this side here. Just having to think about the rest of the players for the Canterbury Bulldogs pre-2000s. Obviously, you got those teams from the 80s. They were unreal. I really do. I've always been a huge fan of Jimmy Dimmick, though. I'd love to get him into this scene. Another one of my favourite retro players. I think I'm going to pick Jim Dimmick on my bench, so he'll sort of be one of my edge guys. I can also use him as a middle. Just an unbelievable skill set, Jimmy Dimmick. So I'm going to pick him in jersey 15. Our next card, Paul Gallen from the Cronulla Sharks. So I need someone from the Cronulla Sharks. For me, I still need a back rower in this team. The standout for me straight away is Gavin Miller. I've been a huge fan of him all my life, essentially. I think he's one of the most underrated guys of all time. I've pointed out to you guys a couple of times to go and watch his highlights. We spoke to Darren Brown, who made his debut against him. An incredible player. Obviously won, not only won the Dally M medal once as a forward, he won it twice in 2 years. Back-to-back Dally M medalist Gavin Miller, I believe in 88, 89, champion player. I'm going to go for Gavin Miller in the second row. Gavin Miller, hopefully we see some highlights or some interviews about him this week, a champion player. Our next card is Hainsey from the Parramatta Eels. So Parramatta Eels, who am I going to go for here? A number of really talented guys, obviously pre-2000, especially in that 80s team for the Parramatta Eels. So many gifted guys there. Obviously still need to find two centres. So Mick Cronin, Brett Kenny, two guys that come to mind straight away. Ray Price is another one I could pick in the front row. I might go with Ray Price, champion player. Let's go with Ray Price in the front row. Hopefully we get some more Eels moving forward because there's a lot of champions we can pick from that side. Our next one, once again, is the Canterbury Bulldogs. So who did we already pick from Canterbury? We picked Jimmy Dimmick from the Bulldogs. Obviously, guys like Steve Mortimer come to mind. Don't really need a halfback at the moment, though, realistically. Darryl Halligan's another one that I would really love to have part of this team. Jared McCracken obviously played for Canterbury. I think I'll take this opportunity, though, to fill a spot in my forward pack. Obviously, I've got my two starting front rowers. On the bench, I'm going to pick former Canterbury Bulldogs coach over the last few years, Dean Pay. He's going to be my pick there. So, Dean Pay on my bench there. Just a strong bench. We're talking Brandy, Jim Dimmick, Dean Pay. I need another middle forward to throw on there. Our next card comes from the West Tigers. So, of course, I can pick from the Balmain Tigers or I can pick from the Magpies as well. So, this one becomes very, very interesting for me. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to fill the nine jersey. I'm going to go with Benny Elias there, our champion player. Sort of the hooker position has changed a lot. So, for me to be able to get a guy like Benny Elias, who I think he would fit into the modern game and do such a fantastic job. I think he's really more suited to now than when he played. Benny Elias is a pretty easy pick for me there. For the St. George Illawarra Dragons, our next card, this one's Josh Dugan. So I need to pick someone either from the Steelers or from the Dragons. And obviously an extremely successful franchise for a very long time. Number of immortals that I could pick here. I'll go for someone a little bit more recent. And a guy that I've always thought is just criminally underrated constantly. I'm going to go for Rod Wishart out on my wing. Rod Wishart, a Steelers great. I think it would have been a bit easier to pick a Dragons player, but Rod Wishart being a Steelers great, I think that's a fantastic pick. Gerringong local champion bloke as well. We're sort of in the midst of potentially getting him on the podcast, so really looking forward to that one.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's have a look. We've got another pack of footy cards to come, so 10 more picks. I still need two centres, a winger. I need a second rower as well, and then I need to fill the rest of my squad. So let's see how we go. And our very first card is, of course, the New Zealand Warriors. Okay, so I need to pick a player from the pre-2000s that represented the New Zealand Warriors. So straight away, the guy that I think of is Stacey Jones. Obviously, a guy that is a halfback, so I don't really need that, considering I've already got Joey, I've got Brandy, I've got Cliffy Lyons as well, so he doesn't really fit my mold. Other guys like Ruben Wiki that I can think of, I don't think they were playing for the Warriors at that point, came along a little bit later. So I'm looking at those really early days of the New Zealand Warriors, and straight away, guys that sort of stand out for me, Phil Blake, he was a champion player when they first started. But I'll tell you what, the guy that I am going to choose, and it probably won't shock too many of you all that much, is going to be Ali Lauatiti. He obviously started his career in 98, so he just sneaks in. I'm going to have Lauatiti in my second row there. So that sort of makes my forward pack Lazarus and Ray Price in the front row, Benny Elias at 9, Gavin Miller and Lauatiti in the second row with Scotty Hill wearing jersey 13. A lot of ball playing there, a lot of exciting footballers in that back row. Huge fan of how that's turned out. Need to pick one more bench spot. I need a winger and two centers as well. Then I need to fill the rest of my squad. So our next card is James Seguiaru when he was at the Penrith Panthers. So I can either pick a winger, I can pick two centers, someone on my bench. I think coming from the Penrith Panthers pre-2000, this is an opportunity to get Freddie into this team. And I think I'm going to have to pick him at center. I think I'd be crazy to leave Brad Fittler out. So let's go with Fittler in the centres. I really like that pick. So now I've got Johns, Cliff Lyons, Fittler and Lockyer in this back line, which is going to be lethal as all hell. Our next card comes from the Newcastle Knights. It's Dane Gagai. Funnily enough, Dane Gagai this week has re-signed with the Newcastle Knights, so he'll be returning there. You'll see more of those cards over the next few years. Dane Gagai, Newcastle Knights. Okay, Newcastle Knights. Let's think pre-2000s. I need a winger. I need a centre. I need someone else on my bench. I need another middle on my bench. So I could go for like a Paul Harrigan here on the wings. I could go like a Darren Albert. Could also go an Owen Craigie. You all know how big I am on Owen Craigie. Been a huge fan of him for a very long time. I think I might go with Big O in the centres, to be honest with you. I like Owen Craigie. I think he's got all the ability. And when he was at the Newcastle Knights, he was unreal. So Owen Craigie, I'm going to pick in the centres there. Our next card is the Melbourne Storm. All right, so I need to pick someone else from the Melbourne Storm here. I've still got a wing spot available, so Melbourne Storm pre-2000s. First guy that jumps to mind for me is probably Marcus Beyer. I think he would be an unreal pick. Don't have a heap of options to choose from here, obviously. I think Marcus Beyer, he's probably my best option to pick on the wing there. So let's go with Marcus Bye. So that's my starting 13 done here. I've got Lockyer at fullback, Rod Wishart and Marcus Bye on the wings, Owen Craigie in the centres with Freddie Fittler. I've got Cliffy Lyons and Andrew Johns making up my halves, Glenn Lazarus and Ray Price up front with Benny Elias at hooker. In the second row, I have got Gavin Miller and Ali Lauatiti. Jeez, there's some talent there. And Scotty Hill in jersey 13. 14, Greg Alexander. 15, Jim Dimmick. 16, I've got Dean Pay. Now, our next card is from the Brisbane Broncos. So I've got to make a choice here. Do I fill jersey 17 or do I maybe pick someone on the extended to be part of the extended squad that could fill a range of positions? For me, the first guy that comes to mind is Wally Lewis. Obviously, an immortal of our game. Could play 6, could play 13, could play as an extra forward for you. So I think Wally Lewis, he becomes an easy pick for me there. I'm going to pick him in jersey 18 there. Hopefully, we can find some other guys to fill these spots moving forward. Let's move to our next one, and it is Glenn Stewart from the Manly Sea Eagles. Okay, so I need to either pick a front rower from the Manly Sea Eagles to be on my bench or someone else in my extended squad. I'm not sure if I'm going to get a better opportunity to get a good forward on my bench than Ian Roberts or Mark Carroll, one of those two, two champion front rowers of our game. I think I am going to go with Ian Roberts. I was always a big fan of the way Ian Roberts played his football. He was a fantastic player for the Manly Sea Eagles as well. Spud Carroll was unreal, no doubt about it. Really hard to leave him out, but I like the body shape that Ian Roberts gives me in that team. So Ian Roberts in jersey 17. So it leaves me with jersey 19 and jersey 22 more spots to fill. And we've already got Wally Lewis there, so we'll have to think about who we're going to pick after that. Let's have a look at our next card, and it's from the Cronulla Sharks. Okay, so Cronulla Sharks, obviously I've got Wally Lewis. He can sort of play as a 5'8", maybe as a forward. Probably time to pick an outside back as a bit of cover in this extended squad. You know, obviously David Peachy, he's one that springs to mind straight away. Matt Rogers played pre-2000 as well, but I think I've got this opportunity to pick one of the best centres of all time and another guy that is criminally underrated, Steve Sludge Rogers, obviously the father of Matt Rogers. I'm going to go with Steve Rogers there on my extended bench in jersey 19, champion of our game, criminally underrated, as I said. And my last jersey, number 20, comes from the Parramatta Eels. I pulled the card, Fui Fui Moi Moi. The Sharks one, by the way, was Mick Gordon, Flash Gordon in his Cronulla Sharks days. Last card is Fui Fui Moi Moi from the Parramatta Eels. Now, tough. Who am I going to pick as jersey 20? I've already got Wally Lewis. I've already got Steve Rogers on my bench. So jersey 20, you would have to sort of be leaning towards a guy that could play in the forward pack. I could pick like a Sterling or a Kenny, which I think would be, you know, sensational additions to this team. But I do want to have a bit of depth on my bench, which is the whole point of these teams, that it's a squad that is realistic. So at the moment, I don't really have any forwards outside of potentially using Wally Lewis as an extra forward in this team, but you really want to be able to have a bit of flexibility in this team. And for me, I think it has to be Bob O'Reilly, champion player for a long time for the Parramatta Eels, was captain for a number of years there as well, champion of our game. Another guy that comes to mind, of course, is an immortal, Artie Beetson. I just thought of him then. Of course, he did play for the Parramatta Eels. So I think to be able to fit him into Jersey 20, it means I've got two immortals sitting on my extended bench. I think I have to go with that. Bob O'Reilly, champion player. Artie Beetson, though, immortal of our game. I think I have to go with him. So go with Artie Beetson in Jersey 20. So that means that in our squad, we've got Joey, who's an immortal. We've got Wally Lewis, and we've got Artie Beetson. So three immortals of our game. You might see Fittler become one in the future. You might see Lockyer become one as well. Wow, pretty handy team there. So to go through our 1 to 20 of our first retro round team we've done today, that was really hard, to be honest with you, thinking pre-2000s for those teams, especially when, you know, the Melbourne Storm or the New Zealand Warriors comes up. That was a real test for me. I really enjoyed doing that. Our team 1 to 20, at fullback, Darren Lockyer. On the wings, Rod Wishart and Marcus By. In the centres, Owen Craigie and Brad Fittler. 5'8", Cliffy Lyons. 7, Joey Johns. Up front, Glenn Lazarus and Ray Price, with Benny Elias at hooker. In the second row, Gavin Miller and Ali Lawatiti, with Scott Hill wearing jersey 13. On the bench, our utility, Greg Brandy Alexander. 15, Jimmy Dimmick. 16, Dean Pay. And 17, Ian Roberts. Our extended bench, jersey 18, an immortal, Wally Lewis. 19, Steve Rogers. And 20, another immortal, Artie Beetson. Thoroughly enjoyed doing this one, guys. Really, really tough to be able to do that off the top of my head, though. Really enjoyed the challenge, though. Thank you for Tommy for suggesting that one. Great idea. If you've got any other ideas, guys, especially this week as we are in retro round, for any other ideas that you want to see me to go through that could be similar to this. They're really hard when you go back in time, but I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the challenge of them as well. So let me know if you've got any ideas or themes you'd like to see me do this week for retro round. Cheers, legends.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.